This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We did speak about yesterday the very emotional victory and story where Chase Briscoe did defeat Kyle Busch on Thursday at the NASCAR Xfinity Series race in Darlington. And the story is so much more than that. The race was supposed to happen on Tuesday and did get postponed to Thursday because of bad weather. And on Tuesday, Chase Briscoe did get some news that, quite frankly, no one should receive when him and his family and his wife were getting a checkup as they were due to have a baby in the winter. And unfortunately, his wife did have a miscarriage. And we did see on Thursday Chase not only race, but then win the race. And it was a story that we could all look at during these times and really root for someone like Chase Briscoe, who is kind enough to give us a few minutes right now on CBS Sports Radio. Chase, first off, I can't thank you enough for doing this. We are really, our entire audience is rooting for you and your family, and we're thinking of you. And thanks for coming on and considering everything that has happened since Tuesday. How are you doing?
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me. Doing as good as we can, I guess, obviously. Obviously Tuesday was really rough, but then to have the triumph of Thursday definitely is helping. Definitely feels like a weight of sense has been lifted off our shoulders, but definitely doesn't change the fact of what we're going through, but certainly helps.
You know this, whenever someone goes through a tough time, that we really do lean on others to help. And in your platform, obviously you have your inner circle, but you have a group of some people you know and some people that you don't know, with your fans that are always pulling for you and there to support you. What has the support meant that you've got from everyone around the world really since Tuesday when you shared the story?
Yeah, it's been unbelievable. You know, we talked back and forth. We knew we were going to share it eventually. We didn't know when we were going to share it. And obviously we found out Tuesday afternoon and we decided to go public with it Wednesday. And you know, we knew that we were going to have a lot of people reach out to us, but we never fathomed, you know, how many people would reach out and how many people were going through the same thing we were going through at the same time or in the past, and just so many, you know, peers and of other drivers, crew chiefs, officials, people in other sports reach out. I mean, it's just been unbelievable. It's really brought a little bit of joy to, you know, a really sad time for us. So, you know, like I said, whether it's fans or whoever, you know, we've just been trying to look at this as this is kind of the cards we've been dealt, and we know that God has a reason for it all. And, you know, if we can just help one other couple, you know, going through this time and kind of be a light for them, then that's what we're going to try to be. So, you know, it's definitely been unbelievable, the outreach and just the amount of people that have obviously picked up the story. And then, you know, just between Marissa and I, you know, just on two posts, each of us posted once, and we've had over 1 million impressions. So definitely unbelievable the amount of people that have reached out and been there for us.
I can't imagine what you and your wife are going through right now with everything going on, not only with the coronavirus pandemic, but then on Tuesday you were getting set for the race and you wanted to be with your wife and you're on the FaceTime call where you get the unfortunate news that eventually the race does get postponed. How'd you get through Tuesday when you look back on it?
Yeah, I think Tuesday was probably the hardest thing, just because, you know, in general, just being on FaceTime, not being able to be there for that appointment, whether it goes good or bad, is tough. You know, I wanted to be there. I never even got to experience any of the doctor's visits, and you know, to do it over FaceTime when I'm 2 hours away and know what she's going through and not being able there to comfort her was certainly hard. And then, you know, even for myself to be, you know, in Darlington at the racetrack, well, you know, we're self-quarantined, so it's not like I could go talk to my team or, you know, anybody in the sport. I was stuck where I was in the motorhome just waiting it out, and, you know, the rain just kept coming and coming, and, you know, it made it tough just because, obviously, I wanted to be home, she wanted me to be home, and I was stuck in Darlington just to, in case it did quit raining. So, you know, that was hard. You know, getting home Tuesday night definitely, I think, helped us both, just finally being able to be with each other after, you know, almost 9 hours of being apart after we found out. So, you know, it was, you know, definitely something that we'll never forget for the rest of our lives. But then, you know, the same thing on Thursday, to experience that low of a low, and then on Thursday to experience a high like we did, to, you know, just kind of turn everything around in a sense and kind of get us trended back the other direction.
How did you pull yourself to race on Thursday and not only race, but win the race and have such a enormous victory in your career, defeating Kyle Busch?
Yeah, you know, definitely God was a huge part of that. And, you know, it was never a question of if I was going to race or not race. I knew that getting in the race car would probably be the best therapy for me. And then I'd even told Marissa on Wednesday that, you know, I was going to win for her. And, you know, down deep, I didn't necessarily know I was going to win by any means, but I knew I was going to give it, you know, the hardest try I could. And, you know, that was really my way of being able to show that, you know, just that I'm there for her. I'm doing everything I can because I can't even fathom what she's going through. So, you know, going down there, it was just everything worked out perfect. You know, we caught cautions at the right time. Our pit stops were, you know, perfect. Just every little detail that it takes to win a race just went in our favor. And, you know, things like that normally don't happen. So to be able to do that and beat Kyle Busch, who's probably one of the best of all time in our sport, is a huge thing and just made it that much sweeter.
Chase Briscoe here with us on the Zach Gelb Show. With all that you're going through, can you appreciate the accomplishment that you did go through on Thursday in just simply getting the victory?
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, it definitely is a different type of feeling of victory. You know, normally when we win, you know, we're happy, but this one was more of just, you know, relief. And, you know, there's a lot of sadness involved too. You know, I was literally sobbing after the checkered game. And, you know, even while I was out there, just mentally, I wasn't 100% in the race. I was thinking about other things. I knew Marissa was at home watching, and I knew our families were both watching. So there's just a lot on my shoulders. And, you know, like I said, I was just thinking about them a lot. So it definitely doesn't feel like another victory just because, you know, we didn't celebrate. And just the celebration, you know, that we had in NASCAR right now with everything going on with COVID-19 is totally different. You know, we don't have victory lane with our team. We have to stay separate from each other. So I didn't really get to celebrate anything. But I think, you know, it's still a celebration in a sense when I got home and got to see Marissa. And we were able to talk about our day and, you know, and then see that the response from the fans and, you know, other athletes and drivers was just, I think, the biggest thing that we've ever experienced.
After you saw your wife after winning on Thursday, what did she say to you? What was that conversation like as Chase Briscoe's here with us?
Yeah, you know, right after the race, I got back and I instantly FaceTimed her. You know, she was still really sad. She was over at her brother's house with all of her family. And obviously, it was really emotional for all of them to watch the race unfold. And, you know, she was still sad, obviously. And then once I got home, we had talked the two-hour drive all the way home just about how this maybe what was meant to be. Maybe we can be an inspiration to others, and this is kind of our testimony. And when we got home, you know, we definitely hugged each other and held each other tight. There was a couple of tears shed, but it was a lot better. You know, today's been a lot better. Just trying to stay positive and, you know, keep focused and just keep moving forward.
I don't know how you did it with all that you're going through. And then you have to drive a car at a big time high speed with all that's going on. How did you physically keep your focus on the task at hand? Because I saw one of those post game interviews, post race interviews, and you said that when you took the lead with 50 laps to go, that you had tears in your eye and you were crying and you talked about that emotion. So how'd you keep your focus, Chase?
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I just felt like, you know, God and our daughter were in the car. Just so many things that, you know, happened in those last couple laps. Just it just felt different, you know. And even on the last lap, I'd gotten the wall, and typically in our cars, whenever you do hit the wall, it kind of sucks you into it, and it makes it really hard to get the wall. And, you know, it just so happened I hit the wall, and I almost felt like I gained speed and just bounced right off of it. So, you know, I definitely mentally wasn't in 100% in the race car, you know, just thinking about other things. And I felt like I made a lot of mistakes. And, you know, there were so many times in that race I thought I was going to hit the wall and, you know, hit the wall hard enough that my car was going to get tore up. And then I would get right to the wall, and it was like a cushion was there, and I wouldn't even touch it. So it was just definitely a very different day in the race car, and, you know, definitely had an angel watching over me.
You discussed the eventual postponement that did happen on Tuesday. Thursday, there was another weather delay that was almost 5 hours. I think it was 4.5 hours to be close, you know, in the exact time of it. What did you do? Because you talked about how it was going to be therapeutic for you, and you wanted to get in the car and you wanted to race. When you're waiting for that moment, how'd you get through that during the extra delay that did happen on Thursday?
Yeah, it was tough. You know, me and Marissa had talked Wednesday night about how hard it was going to be being away from each other again for a whole day. And we'd both looked at the radar, and I had to leave at 6 a.m. on Thursday morning to be down there. And, you know, the race was supposed to start at 12, and it didn't start till almost 3 or 4 o'clock. And, you know, there was there for a little bit, the radar looked like we weren't even going to start the race till 10 p.m. So, you know, I just called Marissa a lot, talked on the phone to, you know, close friends of mine, and just tried to pass the time as best as I could and try to keep my mind off of it and stay focused. And then, you know, before the race started, I called Marissa again. And you know, honestly, that gave me a lot of motivation as well. So, you know, like I was saying, I felt like being in the race car was going to be therapy. And I felt like it was, at least for me and my grieving process. It's still definitely not gone, but I don't think it ever will be. But it definitely was nice for me to be able to get back in the race car and just kind of get my mind off of things. And like I said, try to, you know, just be there for Marissa and show her my support.
For you personally and then professionally, what's next for Chase Briscoe?
I mean, I don't know. Just leave it in God's hands, you know, personally and professionally. You know, this year is my second year in the Xfinity Series and really trying to win a championship. And the ultimate goal is obviously to move up to the Cup Series and race on Sundays. And that's the goal for every young race car driver and myself included. And personally, you know, just trying to be the best husband I can be. And, you know, that's all you can do, I think, and just be the man of God that you can try to be. So just trying to do those two things.
Well, Chase, once again, we're thinking about you and your wife, Marissa. We really do appreciate the time. Best of luck moving forward, and we're thinking about you once again. You didn't have to do this, but I really do appreciate you joining us for a few minutes.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Stay safe. There's Chase Briscoe joining us. It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. I don't know how he did that. If you think about that, on Tuesday, you get the worst news that a couple was looking forward to their eventual birth of their daughter, which would have been, the due date was December. And then he's getting ready for the race, and it's raining, and he's on FaceTime, and they're trying to see the heartbeat of their child, and they find out that it's a miscarriage. Then he has to sit there. Race eventually gets postponed. Wednesday night, he tells his wife he's going to win the race for her, and then he does that on Thursday, not only winning the race, but defeating Kyle Busch. Just such an emotional and moving story, and that's someone you could always root for in Chase Briscoe, and his wife, too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.